Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Business Roundtable.
And I'm Anna Palmer. You're invited to join us for our first Playbook University in North Carolina with Governor Roy Cooper on March 29th at Penn Pavilion at Duke University. Doors open at 11:45 a.m. And now on to the news. Many Democrats are going to run in November on being a check on President Donald Trump and the chaos that he sows in the White House. Take a look around, and it doesn't look like it will be hard. The president just pushed out his Secretary of State. Now he's considering pushing out his National Security Advisor and possibly his Chief of Staff, maybe his VA Secretary and Attorney General. The Mueller probe is moving closer and closer to Trump personally, as the special counsel subpoenaed the president's business.
That's not all. The president has toggled between completely divergent positions on everything from gun control to immigration. A large number of government positions are unfilled, including critical ambassadorships. Trump keeps looking to cable news as his hiring pool. A porn star who says she was paid a six-figure hush payment by Trump's lawyer to cover up an affair is going on CBS's 60 Minutes in 9 days. Republicans will try to localize their races and talk about the strength of the economy and how they delivered on tax cuts. Trump is certainly providing strong fodder for Democrats in a year Republicans are expecting significant losses.
The Washington Post has the latest turn in the H.R. McMaster versus Trump drama. The Post reports that Trump has decided to remove McMaster and is actively discussing potential replacements. Of course, Trump and McMaster never really gelled, and there has been widespread speculation that he has been on the outs with Trump for months. The New York Times has a piece up that not only is McMaster on thin ice, but so is Trump's chief of staff, John Kelly, after aggravating the president by privately saying no to the boss too often. It's important to note, there is a significant pocket of people working in the White House who would be deflated and consider quitting themselves if Kelly was fired.
Matt Nussbaum and Burgess Everett report on a new reality Trump will have to deal with. Democrats have a chance to block his cabinet picks. Dan Diamond has the scoop that Trump is finalizing his opioid plan that includes the death penalty for some drug dealers. This will, of course, be very controversial, and some predict it will take away from his efforts to reverse the opioid epidemic.
Politico also has a story on Jeb Hensarling blocking the Senate banking bill. The outgoing financial services chairman, backed by GOP leadership, wants the legislation to include proposals that would benefit more sectors of the financial services industry. This could tank the entire effort. And here's the latest on the investigations. The New York Times scooped that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller has subpoenaed the Trump Organization for documents in recent weeks, and Kyle Chaney reports that House Republicans fear they've botched the Russia report rollout.
And in Trump world, the Post is reporting that the president is considering Fox News personality Pete Hegseth to take over as VA secretary. The president will have lunch with Mike Pence, Jim Mattis, and Kirstjen Nielsen. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.